We might need to rethink our treatment of men in psychological settings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Fred Rabinowitz, professor of psychology at the University of Redlands, explores the basis for these new guidelines.
For 13 years, a group of psychologists from the American Psychological Association worked on aspirational guidelines to help fellow professionals understand the psychological obstacles and challenges facing boys and men in American culture. Based on psychological research and clinical findings, the guidelines outline 10 areas where psychologists might apply this knowledge to make helpful interventions. While some may question why boys and men need this kind of assistance, those who study and work with this population have sobering statistics they are trying to address. For most leading causes of death, boys and men greatly outnumber girls and women. Boys experience more learning difficulties and behavior problems. Men are more likely than women to commit violent crimes and be the victims of violence. Men are at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and suicide. While there are some biological differences between men and women, it is the interaction with society's expected masculine cultural norms that can keep men from seeking assistance for physical and psychological problems. Rigidly embracing a do-it-alone perspective can impair relationships that call for cooperation and emotional and behavioral flexibility. When not living up to the masculine ideals of being strong, independent, and in control, many men feel privately inadequate and ashamed of vulnerability. The guidelines encourage those who work with boys and men to be more sensitive to their struggles, especially traumas that might not be so easily verbalized, and to help boys and men build flexibility into their coping, including more emotional awareness, increased communication skills, and finding alternatives to violence.
That was Fred Rabinowitz of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.